Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Herring, and this morning we are going to talk about expanding our faith. You don't have to look very long, really, at what's going on in the world around you to lose faith. There are negative things happening everywhere. That's why it's imperative that we daily look for ways to expand our faith by focusing on who God is and what he is able to do. In Jeremiah 32:17, one scripture that my mother-in-law taught me years and years ago, a favorite that she had, it says, "Ah, Lord God, it is you who made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." Wow. You know, and another way I like encouraging myself is I recite this little quote that I heard every day to myself. We are not limited. Think of this. We are not limited by natural laws. We are only limited by what we can believe God for. How do we know that? God raised people from the dead, and it's been done, but not by very many people. Jesus walked on water. He has given us ways to even overcome natural laws. But in Psalm 78:41, it refers to the children of Israel. It says, "Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel." Boy, I can remember reading that the first time and thinking, "Oh Lord, don't let me limit you in my life." Yet daily we are bombarded with negatives that try to limit us. I remember how moved I was when Harold came home from one of his debt-free rallies and told me the story of speaking to this well-dressed, older, dignified lady during a break. She briefly recalled the conditions which prompted her assessment of her financial situation and asked her to pray for, asked him to pray for her because she was living on a fixed income. You probably remember the story, but it never fails to stir my spirit. As she turned and started to walk away, the Lord said to Harold, "Why didn't you ask this lady who fixed her income?" "Because I didn't." We have told that story countless times because the truth is God never limits us. We just limit ourselves. So make no mistake about it. The enemy wants you thinking in terms of limitations. He wants you to believe that where you are is where you'll stay. But he wants you to believe that you have no choice in the destiny, and that is a lie. Here's the reality. The world system may place limitations on your income and other things in your life, but God never will. And here are 7 reasons why we need to remember that we can have limitless faith. 1, our Heavenly Father is not a God of limitations. God wants us to believe in possibilities, not limitations. He wants us living in excellence, not excuses. God has also given us the power and authority for excellence in our lives. There is no dignity in just, getting by. The point being is that it doesn't mean that there won't be times in life when we'll experience setbacks, but it should never be accepted as a permanent condition. It is never your lot in life. God has established ways to get things to you beyond what you have hoped for. 2, nothing is impossible to you as a believer. Mark 9:23 in God's Word translation says, Jesus said to him, "As far as possibilities go, everything is possible for the person who believes." This scripture is another one we could personalize for yourself. Everything is possible for the person, that's me, who believes. Put your name in there. All things are possible. Anything, no matter how illogical to the natural mind, can happen as we exercise faith and believe, as long as it lines up with the Word of God. The scripture also says there's nothing impossible to those who believe in Luke 1:37. This says, "For with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment." As a child of God who functions with the mind of Christ, each of us needs to understand that nothing is impossible for the believer. 3, you have the mind of Christ. The enemy of your financial future will tell you you're living on a fixed income like he did that woman, and you'll never understand the word or the world economy. Look, that's the father of lies, and the truth is not in him, as it says in John 8:44. Hosea 4:6 said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Look, if we he doesn't say it's listening to the devil, although that can limit you. The point is it's a lack of knowledge. The devil can't keep you not down, but that lack of knowledge of the word can. So we don't need to be rejecting knowledge. We need to be opening our heart to receive what God wants to release into our lives. Romans 12:2 in part, we love this in the New Living Translation, says, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." And number four, your confession changes your direction. Yes, your confession changes your direction. First, your confession should be based on your speaking right words. What are right words? Obviously, words found in the scripture. Second, you can change where you are in life by what comes out of your mouth. Create your confession based on what you want to see manifested. And like we said, as long as it's based on the Word of God. Third, make a commitment to making your confession daily. Fourth, your circumstances should never alter your confession. Regardless of circumstances or the balance or lack thereof of your checking account, don't question or waver from God's desire that He wants you to prosper. And fifth, speak your confession every day. Your confession will directly impact your expectation, which determines your manifestation. So don't give up. Fifth, excuses restrict your ability to change your circumstances. If you say, "Well, yes, but I've tried this before and it just doesn't seem to work," listen to me carefully. First, you know more than you did before. Second, the Word of God does not return void. You may have given up on God's Word, but His Word doesn't give up on you. Your attitude of using an excuse will limit you when you allow the stressful situations that you may be facing to become your focus instead of focusing on God's Word. Look, excuses are just limitations which fix, restrict, or prevent us from realizing the unlimited potential God's placed within us. It is so important for us to begin to see possibilities instead of limitations. Don't allow excuses or circumstances to fix your current reality. Instead of saying this is all I've got, begin asking God for creative ideas to expand your horizon. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal ways to increase your income. Six, God is no respecter of persons. Do you believe that Acts 10:34 is the whole truth and nothing but? It says, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." The New International Version says it this way, "Then Peter began to speak, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism." You know, as often as we like to say it, we have read Acts 10:34 in a lot of Bibles and have never seen an asterisk saying down at the bottom that this doesn't apply to any person on planet Earth. If God has never fixed anyone else's income, He is certainly not going to fix yours. And number seven, what you sow, you reap. And that's not just money that brings a harvest. The words that you're speaking will become the reality you experience. If you speak or write or sow the words fixed income, that's exactly what you're going to reap. We need to choose our destiny by the words we speak, the words we sow. Here are four scriptures that show you exactly what I'm talking about. Proverbs 18:21 in the Message Bible said, "Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose." Second one is Proverbs 13:3 in the New Living Translation. "Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything." Third, Matthew 12:34 in the Classic Amplified. "You offspring of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil and wicked? For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Look, the words we sow, we will reap. And if we've been in the negative, we need to reverse the trend and start speaking the positive. and let that be what flows out of our hearts. Fourth, Galatians 6:7 in the Classic Amplified says, "Do not be deceived, deluded, and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or listen to this, by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God, for whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap." So here are a few final thoughts. The best way to unfix your income and fix your faith and expand it into the horizon is by putting your focus on the Lord and his word. Isaiah 26:3 in the New Living Translation says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." Jesus told us we would have trials and tribulations, but he also told them he fixed them for us. In John 16:33, it says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Let's look at the progression of this scripture. Jesus was telling his disciples, and obviously us, that times of uncertainty would come. But notice he said, in me, you will have peace. He warns us, in the world there's going to be troubles. But then he says, take heart. He made a way for us by overcoming the things of this world. That is why it is so incredibly important for us to stay focused on the Word. And when we stay focused in the Word and focused on him, then our faith can grow, manifest. The confessions will come to pass because they're based on the Word and not the world situation. We all know the world can take us down. That's why it's so important for us to let the Word take us up. Wow. Okay. It is going to be a fabulous Friday, and you're going to go out there and conquer the world by your faith. I believe it. And in the meantime, till tomorrow morning, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you, and we appreciate you so much. Have a great day.